Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
What's up, Team No T, and welcome back to Unwrapped. Well, this is not the video I planned on making today. But because so much is happening in this crazy regime that we're in, I just wanted to get some of my thoughts out there because I've got a lot. I've got a lot of them. But to start off, what has been on my mind this entire weekend is something that I guess we could call heartbreaking. It's not a mystery, it's not a conspiracy, or at least not the kind that we are used to. It is a real-life tragedy unfolding right now in Central Texas. As you guys know, I'm based in Houston, but in Central Texas, there's a tragedy happening, and it deserves our attention. This past weekend, what should have been another stretch of summer fun, turned into a nightmare in the Texas Hill Country. This is an area that's so used to flash floods, they call it Flash Flood Alley. And now that name seems more like a prophecy than just a cute little nickname. It is currently 2:15 p.m. on July 7th, and as of this recording, 90 people are gone. 75 of them are in one county, Kerr County, alone. And the hardest hit was a place called Camp Mystic. That is a girls' summer camp right on the Guadalupe River. Now, 27 kids and counselors did not make it out alive. 10 girls and one counselor are still missing. Rescue teams are out there right now, combing through debris, hoping for a miracle. You've got rescue teams coming from other parts of the country and, get this, from Mexico as well. Yeah, that's right, from Mexico, the place where the citizens are being demonized. People who are coming over here seeking work and a better life are being treated as if they are animals. We'll get more to that in a little later. But they are also here. Mexico sent their best, their finest, to assist in finding children who have been swallowed up by this river. Because on Friday, that wall of water came from nowhere, 26 feet in under an hour, just swallowed that camp whole. Photos from the scene are heartbreaking. Stuffed animals stuck in the mud, pink blankets tangled in the trees, buildings with walls blown out. That is not just a disaster site. That is a scar. It is a scar on this administration. Because let's talk about what went wrong. Emergency alerts were sent out, but they came in the middle of the night around 1 a.m. And again at 4 a.m. Most people would be asleep at those hours. And you have Ted Cruz admitting that looking back, they should have pushed to evacuate sooner, especially with the cabins that are closest to the river. But that hindsight doesn't comfort a grieving nation. While families are holding their breath, waiting for DNA test results, waiting for bodies to be recovered, the White House is in spin mode. Trump signed a disaster declaration, so yay! He says he'll visit Texas soon. but he already visited Alligator Auschwitz. We'll talk about that a little later. Honestly, these families do not need what Trump is going to bring, which would be just a photo op. They need answers. They need accountability. They need their children back. That's the one damn thing that nobody can give them. Now, I guess good news is that 850 people have been rescued thus far, and relief efforts are moving quickly. But it's hard. It's really hard to see the silver lining when 27 children have perished who should still be here. At the absolute least, those 27 children have perished, along with another 63 people have all perished, and they should still be here. So let me say this. When nature strikes like this, it exposes everything, our weaknesses, our compassion, and the consequences of leadership. This didn't happen in a vacuum. Budget cuts, staffing shortages, poor planning, all of this is what government neglect looks like, and it costs lives. Okay, so we know that the Trump administration did a lot of cutting with the National Weather Service, a lot of cutting to NOAA, which the National Weather Service is a part of, and then says, well, the National Weather Service failed us. No, you failed us. You failed us. And there's not enough spin in the world for you to cover up your failure.
This episode is supported by my bookshop storefront. It's called A Word to the Wise. And look, I've got whole reading lists on resistance history, on education, all that. Books they don't want in your schools. Books they don't want on your shelves. So grab a book from my bookstore, support indie bookstores, and help me keep bringing these stories to you. The link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get back to it. All right, y'all, before we keep it moving, let me take a second to show some love and handle a little bit of business. So if you're feeling what I'm doing over here on Unwrapped, from our occasional pop culture deep dive to real talk about what's going on in this world, make sure you subscribe so you never miss a drop. Want to take it a step further? You can support the show by becoming a patron over on patreon.com/TashaPierce. That's how I keep this thing independent and authentic. Plus, every dollar helps keep the mic hot, the research deep, and the content consistent. A huge shout out to my current patrons. You already know. I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you for riding with me. And if you want to keep the conversation going or drop a tip, a question, a story idea, you can always hit me up at TashaIsUnwrapped@proton.me. Also, come find me on Blue Sky. I'm at Tasha is Unwrapped over there as well. That's where I post updates, thoughts, and random nerdy-ish between episodes. All right, commercial over. Let's get back to it.
And speaking of government spin, while I'm sitting here, we might as well pivot to another story that just will not die, and that is Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the Trump administration has, for months, probably the better part of a year, has said that they will release the Epstein files, that they will release the Epstein client list. And today we got the final word from the Trump administration. The Department of Justice and the FBI say it's case closed. Epstein died by suicide. There is no client list. No blackmail, no more charges. Now, they even dropped this surveillance footage showing that no one entered the hallway near his cell. It was just silence until he was found dead. We then find out that that was likely not Jeffrey Epstein cell that we are seeing the footage of. And I'm trying not to give you my opinion before I give you the facts. Those were the facts, though. Those were the facts, I guess. The facts are case closed. Now, what's really wild is who is defending this story. Two people who made it their mission to talk about how Jeffrey Epstein could not have committed suicide and that there is got to be more to this story. And that's Kash Patel and Don Bongino. Two men who built their entire brands pushing Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theories. And they are ironically now in charge of the FBI and they are parroting the official lie. Bongino literally said he killed himself. I saw the whole file. Just like that. Poof. On top of that, when everybody was looking for the Epstein client list to be released, you had the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi. She said the Epstein list is on her desk. She said that earlier this year. So if there is no list, then what the hell was on Pam Bondi's desk? Like that. Poof. Mystery solved. Not for everyone. Not for everyone. The MAGA base is fucking furious. They wanted a list. They expected a takedown of elites, particularly Obama and Oprah Winfrey and the Clintons. No mention of their guy. No mention of Trump. Because they got a government denial. They got a locked file cabinet at this point. And we cannot forget all of those who really see the world for what it is. Yeah, the Clintons were close to Jeffrey Epstein. But guess who else was? Donald Trump. Trump and Epstein were not strangers. They ran in the same circles. They partied in the same rooms. Epstein once called Donald Trump a close friend. Not just a friend, a close friend. Trump denies that now, of course. And still, the DOJ says there will be no further disclosures. I wonder why. No names, no details, because they say it's a risk to exposing the victims and innocent people. I wonder what innocent person they're trying to protect. Of course, they said they won't allow the release of child pornography, which I didn't particularly expect to see child pornography. But let's be real. This is telling you that something dark is buried in those files. But the story's over. At least that's the line. And somehow, that little silence is supposed to satisfy us. It doesn't. And I guess the last thing that I really want to hit on is Alligator Auschwitz. Trump and Florida officials have built a migrant detention camp in the middle of the Everglades on sacred land also. Don't let that slip you. And they're calling it Alligator Alcatraz, but we are going to call it Alligator Auschwitz. Neither one is cute, by the way. Neither one of them is a joke, by the way. They're calling it Alligator Alcatraz because he said, and this is Trump, he said that migrants need to learn to run from gators. You can't run in a straight line. You got to run in a zigzag line. He thinks this is funny. This is the world we're living in. Chain link fences, a barbed wire, swamps full of snakes and gators. All of it is deliberately designed to dehumanize and isolate these people. They turned a wildlife preserve into a political spectacle. All of this bullshit is made for MAGA TV. And just like always, Just like always with this administration, the cruelty is the point. It's going to cost $450 million per year to keep that monstrosity up. And that is going to be paid with FEMA funds. You tell me what emergency is being solved here with the alligator Auschwitz. He's already told people that are living in areas that get hurricanes that this will be the final hurricane season in his administration, that FEMA will be responsible for helping to rebuild if a hurricane devastates an area. But you got money for this? $450 million per year. So when people ask me, because I've had this question asked on social media and I've seen it asked of others, how can you smile? People are dying. How can you laugh? Or how do you find joy while all this is happening? So I guess I'm going to close with this little monologue. I'm going to give you some advice. That feeling of shock, that feeling of helplessness. See, that's new for you. For Black folks, brown folks, immigrants, queer folks, poor folks, this has always been the fight. We've been carrying this grief for generations. Name any year in American history. Any year, I'll wait. We will show you the struggle. We've been through administrations similar to this before. Because this is new to you. We've seen this movie. We know how it ends. We didn't just survive through slavery, through Jim Crow, the civil rights fight, Black Lives Matter. We didn't just survive. We kept fighting. And we kept laughing. Because if we waited for justice before we allowed ourselves to feel any joy, we would never, ever, ever know peace. Joy and feeling it at a time like this is part of the resistance. If we have any hope of winning this fight, everyone else has to learn how to do the same. You got to hold the grief and the joy in the same hand. You have to mourn what's happening, and you got to believe in the people who are trying to fix it. Because we don't rise after the fight. We rise while we're fighting. That's the way it is. That's the way it has to be. We're going to either rise together, or you're going to feel a whole lot of pain before you allow yourself to smile. Babies are still being born. People are still getting married. Our favorite teams, God forbid, they are still out there playing and performing, and people have the right to feel joy. Don't take that from them. Let's rise together. All right, y'all. I dropped some knowledge. Didn't spill tea because I don't do tea. You shouldn't do tea. You deserve so much more than just tea. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Every click, every share, y'all make a spark. Together we shine brighter than the sky. Shout outs to comments, we see every word. Y'all the reason Pasha's boy just heard. Subscribers growing, lighting up the day. With your support, we'll never fade away. Thank you, Unwrapped and the Saber Strong. We push all your love in the bay. Help it move along, help it move along. Every click, every share, y'all make us block. Cause Together we shine bright in the skies.
Higher in the sky. Roll call for the peeps who keep it alive. Patrol Super Chats all here on the drive. Dasha got the mic, but you fuel the vibe. This channel's a party, and y'all keep it live.
Monthly supporters, give y'all a share. Live stream energy, you bring the gear. Every episode's magic, cause of y'all's touch.